You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Just a warning for our halfling bard on the phone. This second date update could be a rough one. So you may need to double knot your chastity belt.
Oh, or we're doing that?
Maybe release it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not sure what's going to happen here. What I do know is that one of our listeners, Leah, met a guy named Jonathan while playing Dungeons & Dragons at a friend's house.
Yeah.
Jonathan was a newcomer to the group, and they had a little flirtation in the game, which led to the two of them grabbing drinks outside of the game.
Yes.
Just them.
And she felt a genuine connection. But after that, Jonathan has disappeared, like a mischievous half-elf wizard casting an invisibility spell outside Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons? Why do you know all this stuff?
I just Googled a bunch of Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, you
stuff,
did. So. Oh, okay.
But our job is to get Jonathan back on the phone to explain himself and possibly make a baby with Leah.
What? Why are we doing that? Why are we going from chastity belts to babies?
I just said possibly.
Yeah.
Isn't it in between?
Why?
That would be a very successful second date update if you ask me.
Y'all are scaring me. You better not scare him off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to call Jonathan and see if he wants to go out on another date. How's that?
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
We'll try not to embarrass you too much,
yes,
Leah.
I'm going to dial Jonathan's number right now. Here we go. Hi, I'm looking for Jonathan.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Jonathan. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Okay.
What's it about?
We're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. Basically, that's where if one of our listeners goes out on a date and afterwards, if they're not calling them back, they'll email us to reach out and try and help them figure out the reason why.
Have you heard of this before?
No, I haven't, but I mean, that sounds cool. It sounds like very marketable, great idea.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Awesome.
I like you, Jonathan.
I don't know why, but I'm very impressed by you.
Yes.
Or do we just like him because he's complimenting us?
Yeah, whatever. Either way. We'll take it, Jonathan.
We don't get very many of those on this show. So back to the second date update.
Uh-huh.
Recently, you met a listener of our show who had a great time with you and has been trying to get in touch, but has been having a little bit of difficulty with it. Her name's Leah.
Yeah. That name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember her? You played Dungeons & Dragons with her?
Yep. Yep, I do.
Yes, she was a halfling bard, and I guess you were a human fighter, a very sexy one, according to her.
That sounds fitting.
Oh.
Hey, hey.
Now we're complimenting him. I like that.
I like where this is going.
So the reason that we're doing this whole phone call is because Leah wants to understand why, after you guys had a really nice time together, she's been having such a hard time getting a hold of you. Because she wants to see you again.
Well, yeah, she's an interesting person. I like Leah. I think that she was nice. She's a little intense, but then again, so is camping.
Camping?
Also, camping is intense?
It's intense, you guys.
Oh,
wait, what's camping?
It's a joke.
Inside tents.
Camping, and he's funny, too.
Okay.
He's play D&D and make jokes.
Dude, he's separately.
I thought it was another D&D thing you do.
No, I got that one right away.
But what makes you say that Leah's intense? I didn't get that impression from her. Like, she's into the game, obviously. But why do you say intense?
Well, I'm not sure if she was nervous or something like that, but right when we got there, I mean, I think she was still coming off the high of the game, but she started trash talking me a little bit in a way. Like, hey, man, had you not been on my team, I would have owned you. I'd have, like, slept on your corpse. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Slept on your corpse.
That's intense. Jeez. Wait, did that make you laugh, though?
Well, nervously. So, I mean, apparently she was part of this necro-napper group thing. They pull on, like, some sort of, like, slay and sleep, apparently.
Is this in D&D, or is this necro group outside of D&D?
Like, necro...
They would, like, kind of do, like, a slay and sleep. Like, they would just destroy people in the game, and then they would, like, sleep on the corpses and just weird stuff.
I still can't tell if this is, like, real life slaying people and sleeping on them, or is
the
this,
game.
Like, D&D world?
It's in the game.
It has to be, or they're murderers.
It's very important to clarify, though, because I'm having a hard time.
Whatever it was just a turnoff. Oh. I mean, I like her as a person, and I enjoyed spending time with her, but whatever it was, it just seems to me that she would probably be better off with somebody who's in a D&D as much as she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like, because we spoke to her for a little bit, Jonathan, and she sounds like a very nice person to us, and I think she may have just been caught up in the game. You guys had just come from playing.
And she did describe that her game character, whatever you call it in D&D, is very different than who she is in real life.
That's
she did say that.
That is true.
Well, I just felt like D&D was her life. And no, I'm not sure if I'm looking for somebody like that.
Well, okay.
Maybe I get
she would say differently.
Maybe she would. Let's find out, because I need to tell you, Jonathan, Leah's on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Careful, she's going to take a nap on you if you sound too dead.
Leah, are you there?
Oh, I am so embarrassed.
Oh, sweetie, no. It's okay.
No. So, Jonathan, Leah's there. She's been listening to this entire conversation.
I think she's bright red.
Yeah, I'm really glad this is radio.
Yeah, we don't want to see the corpse that you're sleeping
on. Oh, come on.
Oh. Hey, listen, Leah, I'm just telling the truth. I'm not meaning any harm or any foul. But, I mean, hey, if you want to explain your side and just kind of get an understanding from me, like, I would love to hear that.
Wow,
that's reasonable.
We need
you on this show.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I got a little too into it. I didn't mean to scare you off like that. I hope that you're not, like, turned off from D&D also.
Maybe explain the necro-napper thing? Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, it's just this really silly thing that, like, one of the other guys and me in the group thought of in a previous game, where it's like, yeah, we slay our enemies and then we're gonna like take a relaxing nap. I promise it's funny in a game, but like, yeah, outside
can
of
I help just a little bit, and I think I can compare this and make this sound a little less weird.
Uh-oh.
In Fortnite, after you kill someone, if you want to be toxic, you can dance over their body.
Oh, that's terrible.
So
too.
I think
Jeez.
It's the
Isn't
same
that a kid
concept.
Game?
Yes, it is.
What is happening?
It's like showing it off. You get your kill and you're like, haha, I got you, and then you do an emote is what it's called. So I feel like you're doing the same thing. It's just a lot more dark.
Good news, it's a relaxing nap.
Jonathan,
there you go, Brooke.
Does any of this make you feel a little bit better about Leah?
Partially.
Okay.
We're getting somewhere.
That's better.
The right way.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was just skinning things and wearing them was kind of weird. But
what?
I guess it's because I didn't understand it. And if you explained it to me that you're like not this person that goes and does this on a regular basis in real life, then I would probably.
Okay. Leah, can you assure him of that?
Yeah, oh my gosh, no. I work at a post office. I don't like dance.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
There's been some incidents at post offices over the years, so.
I don't think they dance at all.
I mean, Jonathan, don't you feel like outside of the D&D world and all the D&D lingo, did you have a fun time with Leah?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, and maybe next time when you guys meet up, there can be no D&D involved whatsoever.
Ooh.
So you just get to know the two of you as regular human people.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Leah, do you really like Dungeons & Dragons, like, a lot?
I mean, yeah. It doesn't mean have to have it be my whole life.
Well, I like normal Leah when we just kind of sat down and had a good time. So how about I give you a shot? Where I actually can just sit down with Dungeons & Dragons Leah and just listen and understand how you got started in that.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Wait, are you asking her out? Like,
no.
How about I give you a shot?
No,
like,
what?
That was a little...
I think what he's saying is he already knows he likes normal Leah. He wants to give Dungeons & Dragons Leah another
he
shot.
I
don't
like
know.
Both of them?
No,
Jonathan,
just...
Jonathan, if I were Leah right now, I'd want to sleep on your corpse.
Yeah.
So...
It was weirdly worded.
It was.
Yeah, let's try it for him.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, here's the deal. We would love to send you and Leah, normal Leah, mm-hmm. out on a normal date.
Yes.
And we'll pay for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay. That's
wow.
a yes.
You agree?
Yeah.
As you kind
good.
Of said in the game, I accept thy maiden.
Hey!
Maybe don't start the game right now.
There's definitely going to be some corpses slept on after this. All right, well, congratulations, Leah. We got you another date.
Oh, man.
Wow, I'm excited.
I can't, you guys, we've never done it for a necro-napper before.
Never.
I'm really proud of us.
I think in the D&D world, we just ranked up.
We did.
Yeah.
That's right, chastity belt's coming off tonight. Congratulations, you two.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That was a second date update from a few months ago.
Yeah.
One of the the stranger ones that we've had for sure. But
I mean, the first necro-napper we've ever had.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Probably the last. But it ended on a good note. And now Jonathan and Leah are back to tell us what's been going on since that happened. Jonathan and Leah, welcome back to the show.
Hey!
Okay.
Hey.
You sound happy. That's always a good sign.
Yeah. Are you guys still dating? You guys still together?
Yeah, what's the status?
Oh my God, no, we're not together.
Oh.
Oh.
That's weird. Usually when people want to do a follow-up with us, it's because they're in like a cute relationship.
I mean, between, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and just life, we kind of realize it's better if we're friends.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys did go on a few dates.
Yeah, to be fair, we went on a couple. They were a lot of fun.
All right.
It was nice because, I mean, I kept going to the parties with her and it was fun, but she actually introduced me to her roommate.
Oh.
Oh, she pawned you off onto somebody else.
So wait, are you dating her roommate?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
How long has that been going on?
Just a couple of months, and we're moving in together.
Wow.
Oh.
Leia, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. I mean, if it was anybody else taking her away, I would definitely be mad, but Jonathan is so sweet. I think it's really good for her.
Cute.
You definitely make a lot of money because most people would be really pissed.
Yeah.
Or you just lost half my rent.
She found another roommate, maybe. Like, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just have to say that, Leah, you are a sweetheart, and I appreciate you very much, and I'm very thankful that you introduced me to Valerie, so thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. It worked out.
Yeah, so like the first time ever that friend zoning was good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing, you guys. And
of course.
Jonathan, good luck with Leah's roommate. Don't screw it up.
Oh my God.
I won't.
Right? Because they're moving in pretty quickly.
Yeah. Text in to 78592. If you want a second date update, email the show and we'll call the person who isn't calling you back.